Just weeks before, those 11 men were crying in locked rooms, too afraid to come out. But after the reported sightings of Jesus, they were changed. They said he was in Galilee, and there they went. They became fearless. They became bold. And for the first time since I knew them, they did not seem to be afraid of death. The hope that had turned to despair then turned to belief. I'm afraid that now Rome will have to hear of Jesus.
Rome was the first world power to come in contact with Christ. It was also the first to convert to Christianity.
In less than a month, the disciples were boldly preaching Christ resurrected, fearless in the face of death. Eventually, all but one was martyred in the name of Jesus.
What changed them? Why would they so readily sacrifice the lives they had fought so hard to keep? Men who seek money, power, or influence fear death more than any other men. The only thing which could explain that phenomenon was belief.
A belief that went beyond simple acknowledgement of a fact. You see, it is not enough to simply believe. Belief is completed by the decision to follow. And in Judea, 2,000 years ago, just after Passover, 11 followers of Jesus of Nazareth believed, and the world was changed.
Thomas had the opportunity to believe because he was able to see Christ risen. But we have an even greater opportunity. Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe."
We're so thankful for that great news sung so well. And each choir member, you know, as you see them sing, they really believe in their heart and have their lives changed by Christ. And so when they proclaim the good news, it really comes through. We thank the Lord for Director Vicki Boer and for the choir. Let's thank the Lord again for them. And all the cast members also. Jesus came into the world to rescue sinners. Do you qualify? Would you say, yes, I need him to be my Savior, to be my Lord? We talked in the first two services how Christ leads us to an all or nothing choice about him. When Jesus used the M word, Messiah, everybody's heart had to say yes to him or no. I'll lead myself, I'll save myself. He does such a much better job leading and saving than we do. And the Lord would knock on the door of your heart today. And the choir sang, one day every tongue would confess, one day every life would bow and say, Jesus is Lord. You don't have to wait till the end of time to do that. You could do that today in your heart. If you would say, Christ, you're my Lord. Lead me. I can't lead my life. Jesus, be my Savior. I need the forgiveness of sins. I can't save myself. And how's your life going without Christ as your Lord? How's your life going without Christ as your Savior? How's it working for you? I know in my soul, my worst days is when I don't follow Christ. That's my worst days in my soul. How about you? And one great thing about the Lord, he not only saves us, but he helps us to follow him. He really does. And so he doesn't lead you from a distance. He leads you from within. He leads you right at your side. And if you pray and ask him into your life, he will do this for you. Absolutely. Because he said he would. He'd forgive you of your sins. He'd lead you every day as your Lord. And he'd give you a place in heaven when your life is over. With him, he gives gifts, the greatest gift of himself. Without him, we're left to fumble and stumble and self-destruct eventually. But he's Lord. He'd like to come into your life, and he'll ask you to follow him. I would like to close in prayer, and we'll sing a song that we would be a Christian in our heart with God's help. And in prayer, if you would pray with me to say, Lord, be my Lord, and Jesus, be my Savior. He'll come into your life and begin to make a change that you'll be real glad about. He'll help you with that. If you need help talking to another person, talk to any choir member, talk to Mike at the door going out. Just say, can you get me a Bible? I'd like to start reading. Remember, if Jesus rose from the dead, we have to agree with everything he said. Because he's the truth. And so let's pray and surrender our hearts to Christ. Lord, we've heard this great news sung and how true it is. And it gives you praise and honor. And we want to do that also, Lord, with our lives. And so, Father, for anyone here and afresh for myself, I say, Lord, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Take my sins away. Lord, be the Lord of my life. Lead me to where you want me to go. Help me to follow you. And thank you for the gift of yourself. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Please put your trust in Christ and let him lead you. Let him make the change in your life that he's spoken to your soul about through the cantata. We're going to sing. These folks are going to be dismissed so we could talk to them in the foyer. But let's stand together and say, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Let's sing that together. Amen. Go with the good news that Christ is Lord. I will say, He is risen. Would you say again, He's risen indeed? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray together. Lord, I pray for your joy and your presence to go with each heart here today. What an exciting thing to think that we could surrender our lives to you and follow you each gift of the day that you give us. Might folks have a close time with you today and with their family, memory of loved ones, and have a great week with yourself. Guide each of us to follow you all the days of our life. And might the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of your Holy Spirit be with each one of us. Amen.